Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Rachel Naomi Remen. It's a poem by her. Everything has a deep dream. I've spent many years learning how to fix life, only to discover at the end of the day that life is not broken. There's a hidden seed of greater wholeness in everyone and everything. We serve life best when we water it and befriend it, when we listen before we act. In befriending life, we do not make things happen according to our own design. We uncover something that is already happening in us and around us and create conditions that enable it. Everything is moving toward its place of wholeness, always struggling against odds. Everything has a dream of its own fulfillment. So in the third stanza, she writes, in befriending life, we do not make things happen according to our own design. We uncover something that is already happening in us and around us and create conditions that enable it. Conditions that enable it. So that's what the Zendo is for. That's what all the practices, all the rituals that we do is for. It's why we practice together. It's why we do Zazen. It's why we do Kinhin, walking meditation. It's why we keep the spacing a half a step behind each other in walking Kinhin. Ringing the bells and clapping the clappers in the right way at the right time. Doing the chants with attention and energy. Studying the Heart Sutra together. Placing our shoes neatly on the shoe stand. And all the while supporting each other. All of these activities and conditions are our collective efforts to create the conditions to awakening, to, quote, uncover the hidden seed of greater wholeness. That's like when Dogen says we don't practice to attain enlightenment. We are already enlightened. Each activity, as elemental as it may seem, if approached with care and attention, presents the opportunity for awakening. Each one, as I've said many times, each one of these activities helps us still our mind. And together, as a Sangha, we bring our collective energy to support that effort to uncover who we really are. So in a way, we are creating a container. And in this container, each one of us is doing our own work according to the ingredients that we've been offered. And we don't compare. We just do our own work as it is, and simultaneously we support each other. In her poem, she says, the seed of our greater wholeness is hidden, and we create these conditions to uncover it. In fact, the seed of our greater wholeness is our true nature, and it's not really hidden in the usual sense. It has always been here in front of us, but we prevent ourselves from seeing it because we are lost in a dream created by thoughts. We are unable to reveal our true nature because we are caught in a dream. We are caught in the ideas that we have about what's going on. Zen Master Sun San, who was the teacher at Provident Zen Center, wrote, human beings come into the world empty-handed, and they go empty-handed. When you are born, where do you come from? When you die, where do you go? Are you clear about that? Life is like a floating cloud which appears, and death is like a floating cloud which disappears. The floating cloud itself does not exist. Coming and going, life and death, are the same as the floating cloud. If you attain that, then you attain what it means to be a human being. If we don't create a story about being born, there's just born. And if we don't create a story about death, that's it. It's the mind that creates the idea that we're born and that we die. It's the mind that creates the idea that a cloud is solid, that there it is. And what happens? Conditions change and it disappears. It doesn't go out of existence. Its form changes. All right? But all of this is created by mind. Human beings are originally nothing. Descartes said, "I think, therefore I am." So thinking, if we're not aware of it as thinking, is the problem. When you are thinking, everything appears, right? We create this with our thinking. We label things. So all this stuff comes into existence. Everything appears. It becomes the story of I, me, mine. Everything appears, and it appears around us. Right? The self is created. But the self is just like a cloud. It's a fantasy. It can be gone like that. And the difficulty, I think, with dying is we are attached to our fantasy about life, what life is. And we have created a fantasy that one is good and the other is bad. Life, death. But we create the story, the dialogue, the narrative. We create the narrative that birth and death are a product of moving through time. Well, this moving through time is an idea that we have created. That's all mind making. So we sit in this container to help ourselves put down all these ideas, including the idea that there's something to attain. So if we attain nothing, if nothing appears, what do we have? There's no story, no dialogue, no desire to attain. What's left? What's left is still mind. It's the mind that has given up manufacturing the world for a bit. And if we, through creating these conditions, allow ourselves to see, experience, still mind, then we are ready for awakening. So as I just said, for these reasons, it's vital that we work together to maintain the conditions and the practices which support a still mind. In doing this, we will allow ourselves the very opportunity to gain access beyond our busy everyday mental activity, and therefore access the opportunity to realize, as Rachel says, the seed of our greater wholeness. So we're all experts in our stories. Right? We create them every day. In fact, I started a practice for myself, and I just every day, when the time fits, I watch my mind creating the world and the stories that it creates. And some of the stories create a lot of trouble. Some of the stories are entertaining. Some of the stories are fun. But they're stories. You know, if you see, if you pay attention, you realize that what you believe to be real is just a story. You can change the story and change your reality. So we're experts in telling these stories to ourselves, right? You look in the mirror in the morning. There's a story about who you are, how you look, what your day is going to be like. It's a story. So I use this example all the time. So one side of the hand is the story, right? But most of us don't know the other side, which is empty of stories, right? When the mind is still, we realize the emptiness of everything. When the stories are quiet, right? We divide up the world into this and that, good and bad. That's the activity of the mind. That the world is fragmented. That if there's one, there has to be two. And all these bits and pieces. And what we don't see, which is the truth behind that, is that all those bits and pieces that the mind has created is really one thing. And it's one thing that we experience, not intellectually learn about. We experience that one thing. And that one thing is the realization of the oneness of everything. And then, even then, it's not the oneness of everything. even the name goes away. So try that practice. Try watching your stories and how you create who you are, how you create your insecurities, how you create your desires, your preferences, who you like and who you don't like, and the story that you create about each person. Try to notice how you create who you are. Well, I'm likable, or I'm unlikable, or I'm smart, or I'm not so smart. All those stories that we create in our head. Try taking a little bit of time each day and watching how you create yourself and the world around you. It's fun. Thank you.